Hello again. We spoke a few minutes ago about Detective John Joyce.
No luck at all. I tried bringing a friend of my dad there. He said, "Jeez," he said he doesn't even. He said he doesn't even believe. He said he must have been a guard. He said probably he wouldn't have been a guard there. He said about 10 years ago.
Right.
I said no. I said he wouldn't. He said, and he said, "Jeez," he said, I don't even know. He said, now he didn't know of him, all right, you know, but he just said that. He said he's definitely well gone. You know.
Well, thanks a lot. But actually, there may be two things that you might be able to do for me, and I can easily pay you 2 times €500. I've searched the internet about this Dara Robinson. He is an ex-solicitor, and as it turns out, he used to work for Sheehan and Partners LLP, which I had actually. I don't know if he's retired, dead, or in a different jurisdiction or what, but he's not still on the Law Society, and he's not shown as an employee of Sheehan still. Because I actually went to Sheehan. I received a recommendation already to instruct Sheehan and Partners, and so I went to it 2 days ago, and it told me that at the I went up with out an appointment unannounced, and it said that it wasn't ready to. Give me advice right then, but that told me to ring it, and so I rang it yesterday, and I was told that there wasn't an appropriate person, and I have to wait. So maybe it will sort me out, maybe it won't. But I'm sad to say though that I did email it 2 times last year, and I didn't get an answer. So 2 things you can do. Maybe you can try to search around with your contacts or whatever and find a law firm which I can instruct for criminal prosecution, and I can pay for a referral, because bad lawyers are worse than no lawyers. And so that's one thing. And another thing, so I have to then explain what the issue I have right now with John Joyce is. So in 2004, I was assaulted near Grafton Street, and he investigated these assaults. And now, obviously this was in Grafton Street, in front of loads of shoppers, pedestrians. So it wasn't someone with a flipping AK-47 gunning me down or whatever, you know. After I started making that report to this detective, I said to him, well, I said what that criminal did to me, but that I don't know if that really actually if they really technically constitute of assaults. And so he explained to me that they clearly do, and he said that their threshold for assault is actually much lower than what happened, and so on. And unfortunately, in an unrelated incident, last month I was assaulted again, and I was actually assaulted in front of a CCTV camera. This person who assaulted me last month said that he didn't assault me, but even though he clearly did. And so I would like Detective Joyce to help to testify that I was already a bit familiar, obviously not as a lawyer knowing all the ins and outs, but that I already knew that is already assault. And so, well, probably we're not going to be able to get him, but maybe you can help me in a different way. So, the person who assaulted me last month is actually a police sergeant. So, so FISRU has written to me last Friday, stating that it agrees with me that this complaint is admissible and that it will investigate. Now, unfortunately, FISRU, under its old name of GSOC, has a reputation for sweeping things under the carpet, shall we say.
Of course. Yeah,
so I'm not so much aware, but I can have my suspicions.
I'd be very well aware of that, because she had cases in the past. And one thing I will tell you is that if Visru are actually investigating something, right, I'm going to tell you now out straight, you can't use a private investigator.
Right. Thanks for that. So it's, but maybe
no,
what you.
I tell you out straight. Like, I mean, I've dealt with Visru all the time, and I've dealt with GSOC before them, and like, I mean, I had a clear cut case because our father was a member of Angarda Síochána Síochána. His entire estate was taken over by a woman who was involved with the MBCI. Her father was involved with the MBCI, and long story short, basically, it was turned into be a fucking disaster, and it wasn't worth the while of actually even trying to get anyone prosecuted because they just deny it all, you know.
I'm sorry to hear this, and I can't believe it. Sorry, what is the MBCI?
That's the National Bureau of Criminal Investigations.
National Bureau of Criminal Investigations. This isn't very encouraging, but I appreciate honesty. But you might still be able to be involved, not as an investigator, but that Visru wrote to me on Friday stating that I have to make a statement with Visru, and that I'm allowed to have a person whom I trust, and it states a solicitor as an example, but it doesn't exclude it to that. So politicians know me and are concerned about these assaults, and that they were perpetrated by a police sergeant, and they know about the background. One of them stated, though, that it's very difficult to predict if she can actually be free at a particular time to accompany me, but that in principle she's willing. So maybe if I had someone like you, or if you could recommend someone to come with me, then it might dissuade Visru from pulling any tricks, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course, I know exactly what you mean, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm just saying to you that my presence wouldn't be good enough, I tell you. Like, I mean, they would know me very well, so I mean that's, a non-runner, like, you know.
Yeah. So, well, if you're certain that you can't do it, can you suggest what kind of...
It all depends on who you get as your lawyer, your solicitors, or, you know, that all depends, that's all, like, I mean... This would be something that you would sort of have to have, and you'd have to have it in place. And, like, I mean, as far as I know, you see, it all depends. They are just trying to brush stuff under the carpet. That's all they're doing, you know. So you have to bear that in mind. So, I mean, they'll say, well, can you prove this? Can you prove that? Can you prove this? Like, have you got CCTV footage of the assault?
Unfortunately, this CCTV footage is is owned by this police force, and a police lady told me that I will not be given a copy thereof. I did take a microphone with me, and it clearly states that he did harass me beforehand, and that he clearly did force me out of this station, and. Visru in this email doesn't actually explicitly refer to assaults. It actually explicitly refers to ejectment. And that you can also hear that you could hear that the microphone is making different noises when he's actually physically forcing me out of the building because he's changing the position of the microphone, so you can hear that. I mean, it would be rather nice to be able to show CCTV footage too. However, this happened in Meath, and Meath County Council owns CCTV cameras near this police station, so I might be able to get CCTV footage from Meath County Council showing that I. So it happened on the they happened on the 13th of September. Yes.
I get you, yeah. Yeah, no, I tell you, what I do, first of all, for a start, is I'd write a letter to basically state that you're requesting their footage of such and such a day and such an hour. Even though you're an individual, you can still request it and just say that you will be following through to the proper authorities in relation to this matter so that they don't delete the footage, you know?
We got to
hold on to that footage for 3 months.
3 months? Oh, thanks for this. So I have written such letters to the police force and to Meath County Council. Meath County Council responded yesterday denying that it actually has a CCTV camera working near this police station. But it was written by a person who very possibly has never actually been in this town. So there are actually Meath County Council CCTV cameras on the same road, but I mean they are not nominally for.
I'll give you an example. I know a guy who I know him fairly well, and basically what he did was his car was broken into, and they had CCTV put up outside it. And basically he said, can I have a copy of your CCTV? And they said to him, no, that's a dud camera. That's what put up. It's only a dud camera. And believe it or not, he actually won the case against him in court afterwards, you know, because he said, when you put up that camera, you made it look like you had a fucking proper camera up and running. And basically, he says, and I've suffered as a result of it because you've no footage, you know.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll appreciate hearing what the law firm he instructed for that, because that could be useful. Right. So then it seems I'm not going to get you to accompany me to Fizrail, but if you can think of someone who can come with me, I will pay for this referral, and then in addition to that, so if you can look around and try to find some law firm like Sheehan and Partners.
They would be the only ones that I thought of at the time. There's loads of companies that I know, and I know loads of solicitors because we deal with them all, but I tell you, not in a crime sort of way. I'd only know property and I'd know that type of stuff. That's the only ones I would know, you know.
Okay, well, too badly. And then the last one, if you can find out the law firm that this person did about the dud CCTV camera, that would probably be very possibly a different area of law, maybe just administrative or civil or something. Will I pay you now or after or what?
No, to be honest with you, I just try and see if I can just find out for you, that's all. No charge for that, you know.
Well, that's very decent of you, but I mean, bear in mind I've already taken up more than about 20 minutes of your time, so... thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye, Mike.
Thank you, bye.